Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday morning. Tuesday, October the 10th, 2023, 10-10-23. 13 minutes past the hour, and how about this? 39 degrees and sunny skies here in the Marion area. My goodness, and it certainly is 39 degrees. Autumn weather is upon us. Hope you're having a great morning out there, whatever you're doing. And boy, do I have a lot to talk about here this morning. Let's get to the list of things going on here in the next month. We've got the Kids Night Out coming up at the Kroger on Marion Mount Gilead Road, October 30th from 4 to 6 p.m. Come join us for some free activities and treats. We will have stations set up around the store for kids to enjoy. Treats are subject to change depending on the number of kids we have. That's Kids Night Out at the Kroger on Marion Mount Gilead Road, October 30th from 4 until 6 p.m. Then we have one of my favorite events coming up. It's Dinner with the Presidents. The date is Saturday, November the 4th, 2023, 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. This event takes place at All Occasions Catering and Banquet Facility, 6989 Waldo, Delaware Road in Waldo, Ohio. The event begins with a gala reception and the arrival of the presidents, followed by a buffet dinner and dishes taken from the White House cookbook. $50 for VIP seating, $35 for general seating. The speaking presidents this year will be James Buchanan, Andrew Johnson, Chester Arthur, and Theodore Roosevelt. The non-speaking presidents, George Washington, James Madison, Martin Van Buren, U.S. Grant, Benjamin Harrison, Nellie Taft, First Lady of the United States, Warren G. Harding, how could you do it without him, Harry Truman, and Mamie Eisenhower, the 34th president, 34th First Lady of the United States. Colonel Edmund W. Starling, White House Secret Service agent from 1914 to 1943, will be the master of ceremonies. And Mary Ellen Withrow will be speaking as well. Special guest speaker, 40th Treasurer of the United States. You can get your tickets through October the 18th at Heritage Hall or give a call to 740-387-4255. That's 740-387-4255. Or you can go online, marionhistory.com. Now, another event coming up, probably the quickest event we have, coming up here in just a couple days. I was informed by Amy Evers about this event the other day, and I'm glad that she did that. Shades of her father, keeping people informed in the community about what's going on. The River Valley Teachers Association presents Meet the Candidates Night, October the 11th at 7:30 p.m. following the orchestra performance in the high school auditorium. And if you're not doing anything this night and you do want to go to the event at 7:30, Meet the Candidate Night, you know what I don't understand about this? Now, I don't want to knock anybody here. Heaven knows we don't want to knock anybody, but it's called Meet the Candidate Night, but there are four candidates for River Valley School Board, only two positions open, so two will go by the wayside come November the 7th, but why isn't it called Meet the Candidates Night? I guess I'm a little confused about that, but that's not my monkey, not my circus. Meet the Candidate Night, October 11th, 7:30 p.m., following the orchestra performance in the high school auditorium. Go watch the orchestra perform. Those kids are pretty good from what I understand. And then you can see what these candidates have to say. And sell as well. Also, my understanding, there's some controversy between these candidates. A lot of them feel different on different subjects, so who knows what's going to happen on Wednesday night. Now, I'm going to try to be there, and I might even bring my little crew with me on Wednesday night. I've got an interview set up with one of the candidates, and if I can get all the candidates that night, I'll try to do that as well. It could be very, very interesting, this Meet the Candidate night. So I'm going to try to get there best I can. And I thank Amy Evers for keeping me aware of that. Somebody's got to keep me in line. Somebody's got to keep me on the up and up. And maybe Amy's the one to keep me in line here with things like this. So that's something to go see coming up Wednesday night. Now, I had something in my mind there that I wanted to say when I was rambling through all that stuff, and it just popped out of my head. So I know what it was. Yesterday, I did the whole show yesterday, and nobody said to me that it's Columbus Day, and I never thought about it till the show was over. And I always like to have a little discussion about Christopher Columbus, because the capital city in our state is Columbus, named for Christopher Columbus. Down at the State House, we have a statue of Christopher Columbus. I've been to that many times. We did a story on it a couple years ago. And I think Columbus Day is actually interesting because we really don't celebrate it in the United States. Now, it is still a federal holiday. The banks were not open yesterday. The mail did not run. And schools were open, but that was about it. And it's kind of funny in a way because Christopher Columbus has gotten into some trouble over the years. Now, this is not like the Southern statues that people don't want around because of slavery. That's not the same thing as Christopher Columbus. I had this discussion with somebody yesterday once I realized it was Columbus Day. And the difference is that what those men did, they did. Now, for good or for bad, those men did what they did. So you can have the argument about taking down their statues and so on and so forth. Now, some feel it's good, some feel it's bad. With Christopher Columbus, that's not really the story that goes with Columbus. The problem with Columbus is that most of the things that we were taught about Columbus are not true. And it's kind of a big thing to say that he was the founder of our country. Because clearly, the indigenous people were here before him. The Vikings were here before him. The Pilgrims were here before him. It's somewhere along the line, Christopher Columbus got built up. I mean, and we now know that he didn't even know where he was. The reason he called the indigenous people Indians was because he thought he was in the West Indies. It wasn't the West Indies. It was here. I believe Roanoke Island where he washed up? I don't know. So the whole problem with Columbus is that if we keep on with Christopher Columbus as being the person who founded America and we give him a holiday, which I think we should give a holiday to the person who founded America, that's not really true any longer with Christopher Columbus. We've just learned that through time. So if we keep saying that, I think we're continuing to misinform, as we have misinformed many generations over the years before we knew any better. I mean, we hardly give any credit to Amerigo Vespucci, whom this country is named for, and I'm not sure why that is. What do you feel about Columbus Day? And this is not an argument, like I say, about race or anything like that. It's just, what in the world are we supposed to do with this day about a guy whose story we've learned out really was not a true story at all? Should we just leave it the way it is and say, well, yeah, you know, we thought that was the way it was, and it's not the way it was, and actually he really didn't do much, and he wasn't really a nice guy, but because it's the way it was, we're going to leave it that way. I don't know. Or is there somebody we can start to give credit to for the founding of America? You know, I think, see, the founding of America, really what he did was he didn't even find the continent. It's kind of strange because the founding of America, America's a country. So you really got to look toward the people in the Revolutionary War if you want to say somebody founded America. Founded this area? I don't know. I don't know if we know exactly who did find this America. A lot of people say the Vikings. A lot of people say the indigenous people, once called Indians, Native Americans. I don't know if we have one person. I do know, I was looking this morning, now I did not know this, there are states now that celebrate Indigenous People Day instead of Columbus Day. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? I think it's kind of fascinating. We're having it the day after Columbus Day, but we can still have this conversation. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Should we still celebrate Columbus Day? Now, I think changing the names of cities and things like that, I don't know that that makes a whole lot of sense, because these cities have been known by this name for so long, and I honestly don't think if you go up to anybody and say, why is Columbus named Columbus? I don't think anybody says Christopher Columbus. I think very few people would probably give you that answer. Just like if you walked up and said, well, why is Marion called Marion? I don't think many people would say Francis Marion, the swamp fox. I don't think many people know that. So changing the name of cities, you know, a name is just a name, and I don't necessarily know that it stands for a whole lot. And statues, you know, if you want to leave the statues up, take them down, whatever. That's I think that's for the people who own the land where the statues are to figure out. But I don't think we teach Christopher Columbus the way we once taught him as the founder of America. I don't know. Should the holiday continue? Is there somebody we should give a holiday to that is better suited for a holiday for America that we do not have a holiday for? Who should the October holiday be for, if not Christopher Columbus? Does anybody have a thought on this? Because I think it's a complicated question. Because I don't know if you continue to teach the wrong thing or if you try to explain who Christopher Columbus actually was. I don't know. What do you do? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any thoughts on Columbus Day or Christopher Columbus? This just goes to show you there's not even a whole lot of interest in Christopher Columbus at this point. It's been so long ago. I mean, we had little poems. Christopher Columbus, sailed the ocean blue in 1492. I don't know. It's all very confused. I don't know how we got this wrong for so many years. I think that's part of the problem, that we got the story of Christopher Columbus wrong for decades, and I think that's caused a lot of the upheaval. And I do think we as Americans are not big on change. We don't really like changing anything. I don't know. I don't know. What if anybody has any thoughts, what do we do with Christopher Columbus at this point? Let me know, 740-751-4038, 26 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. Now, as I was talking about yesterday, the heat came on in my house on Sunday. I had to heat it on in my car yesterday morning. I had it on this morning, on in the car this morning as well, 39 degrees, kind of chilly out there. Have you turned your heat on yet? It's going to get a little warm as the week goes on. Lows in the 50s, highs in the 70s. Maybe a chance to mow the grass one more time. Have you turned the heat on in your home? That was a big question yesterday. 740-751-4038. Now, today is also a big day. It's the last day to register to vote. If you want to vote in the November election, today is the last day to do it. So if you know somebody who has not voted or who wants to vote, a lot of big things going on this fall. We've got a lot of local city elections. We've got levy issues in the River Valley School District. We have got school board members in a lot of districts being elected. And, of course, we've got the two big statewide initiatives, the legalization of abortion and the legalization of recreational marijuana. So if you want to vote and you have not registered, today is the day. Today's the day you have to register. October the 10th. So let somebody know. Fridays, Friday the 13th, Triskaidekaphobia Day. That's what the phobia is called, a Friday the 13th. That's coming up this coming Friday. Isn't it interesting to have a Friday the 13th in the month of October? Our probably scariest month of the year with Halloween and things of that nature. So that'll be fun coming up on Friday. Our friend Bob Welsh called in yesterday, and we learned that on October 27th, Friday, October 27th, we're going to have our little Halloween celebration here at the station, as he's going to come in with some kind of a Halloween-themed pizza. Now, we don't know yet what it's going to be. It might just be pumpkin pizza. That would be interesting. It might be jack-o'-lantern pizza. We don't know. That would be interesting. Might have something to do with candy. I don't know, but we're going to have some kind of Halloween-themed pizza to celebrate the Halloween. It's not a holiday. I guess just celebrate Halloween on Friday morning, October the 27th. So we'll all look forward to that coming up October 27th. And then not too long after that, we'll look forward to our big Thanksgiving celebration the day before Thanksgiving. So that'll be a lot of fun as well. Now, yesterday was an interesting day. I talked about this. I said after 5 months, was it 5 months? Yeah, I guess it was 5 months. The last time I was there was the middle of May. Resumed yesterday, the middle of October. 5 months. Returned to school yesterday. To do the program that I've been involved with for 5 years. 5 years that this has been going on. That blows my mind. Hard to believe it's been going on for 5 years. But yesterday was the day we returned, and I'll tell you something so strange. I had not seen most of those people for 5 months, and I don't even remember being in the building in the last 5 months. And I walked in yesterday, and it was like I had been there the day before. It was like absolutely nothing had changed. Picked right back up where you left off. The people, we even were continuing some of the same jokes that we dealt with 5 months ago. It really was like no time at all had passed, so it was a lot of fun to be back there. And it'll be a lot of fun to be back there for the next 7 months doing the same thing we've done for the last 5 years. Who would have believed it was 5 years? Now, I do have to say this. I got an answer to a question yesterday that I was asking on the air quite a bit last week. Now, let me go back. You're going to have to give me a second here to go back and tell this story. What happened was, at the end of the school year last year in May, Abby, who I teach with there, do the program with, said, I have got a great gift, and it's personalized for you. Now, again, I did not ask for a gift, and I did not say you need to get me a gift, but she said this, I've got a gift, and it's so great, and it's personalized for you, and isn't this going to be great? Okay, well, that sounded very nice. So the end of the year comes, and the gift never comes. And all these months come, you know, June, July, August, September, no gift, no talk of the gift. Now, I felt a little hampered by this because I did not want to ask about the gift, because I don't want to make it seem like I want the gift, or you know, you don't want to ask for a gift. I was just curious what had happened last May, because there was a day where there was a lot of talk about this gift. It was like, I've got this gift. It was especially for you. You're going to love it. La-di-da-di-da. And then all of a sudden, it was never talked about again. It went away like Jimmy Hoffa and Amelia Earhart, and was never spoken about again. So yesterday, you know me, I brought it up to her because I was in the room with her again, and we had a fun time yesterday. I will say that. It was fun to be back with her. We, you know, picked up where we left off, just like always. So I asked her, I said, what in the world? Well, I actually did not have to ask her. I just said, listen, I'm going to bring up something here that may be a little, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to start a problem here, but I'm going to bring this up. And she knew what I was talking about. She immediately knew, because she said, oh, you're going to talk about the gift. And I said, yeah, that's right, the gift. Well, here's allegedly what happened. Now, I have to say allegedly, because this story sounds a little shaky. That's all I'm going to say. It's a little bit of a shaky story. Now, she said that she did get the gift, and she told me what the gift was. Now, I would tell you what the gift was, but to be honest with you, I really didn't even understand what she was saying. I think she called it a succulent. I think that's what she said it was. And I have no idea what that is. Apparently, it's something that sticks to your window. Does anybody know what a succulent is? I've never had one, so this is beyond me. But she even had the wording on what the succulent said. And apparently, it had something to do with popsicle sticks. I don't know. But it was a very personalized gift, I guess. But here's the bottom line of it. Apparently, she took this succulent and she put it on her window at home. Now, I'm not really sure why that happened. We really did not get into the deepness of why that happened. I guess just the fact she didn't want to drop it off. Now, I just want to say the radio station is like less than a mile from where she works. And I'm not saying that she had to drop it off any particular day. But this is not a critical moment. I'm just trying to tell you what happened with this gift. So that's apparently what happened with the gift. That's the end of the story. Now, she did say, she said, I'll bring the gift tomorrow. I'll print off a new one. See, I don't even know what it is. So to be honest with you, I don't even know what printing off or... Does anybody know what a succulent is? I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Does anybody know what a succulent is? Or do you understand what this story is all about? Does it sound a little shaky to you? Because I did say to her at the time, I said, I don't think this story's on the level. I don't think you got anything, which is perfectly fine. You don't have to get a gift. But this story, it just doesn't seem to hold weight for me, because it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So, does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 36 minutes past the hour on this October 10th, 2023. Does this story make sense to anybody? And does anybody know what a succulent is? Like I say, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I think that's what she said. See, if she would have given it to me, I wouldn't have even known what it was. But it did have a nice little saying on it. I do remember her saying that there was a nice little something. Something that, kind little saying that, you know, would have been heartfelt and right to the point. But does anybody believe this story? That there was actually a succulent, of which I have no idea what that is. See, I think she said that because she has no idea, or she knows that I have no idea what a succulent is. Have no idea at all. In any event, does anybody know what a succulent is, or does anybody think that that's a likely story? Is that a likely story that this was bought? A succulent, here we go. A succulent is like a cactus without the needles. That comes from Mary, who's out there listening this morning. Now, okay, a cactus without the needles. So how would you put a saying on a succulent? I guess I don't understand. How would you put a saying, and what would popsicle sticks have to do with a succulent? Does anybody understand this? You know, this is where I guess I'll never make it as a gardener. What is a succulent supposed to be? Are you supposed to have to water the succulent, or you just show it off for people? I don't know. What do you do here? And I guess more importantly, do you think that it's an honest truth that she really did have this succulent, or was this just the cover because she knew I was going to ask her about it because I'd brought it up on the program here before? What do you think? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any thoughts on this whole gift-giving thing that we've got going here? A succulent, of all things. It's hard to tell. I don't know. Maybe it's true. I can't say that anybody is being dishonest here. I mean, I guess it could be true. It just doesn't sound true to me. Because I don't think in all the time, where do you even buy these things? Succulents. And why do you put quotes in succulents? That's all I have. Or, again this morning, do you have any thoughts on Christopher Columbus? Should he stick around as our founder of America? And should we continue to teach that? And should he continue to have a holiday? Or do things need to be shaken up a little bit? 740-751-4038. Now, I'm being told here from Mary that the foliage is very smooth, so I guess you could write on it. So I guess you actually write on the cactus without the needles? I don't know. And I'm still trying to figure out what popsicle sticks had to do with it. You know, maybe if I saw it, I could understand this better. But I guess I just don't. I didn't see it. I don't understand it. And again, I'm not asking for a gift. That's not the point of this. The point of this just is a lot of confusion when it comes to a whole gift-giving process. Because we've talked on this show before about gift-giving etiquette. Now, I've got a whole big book on etiquette from Lizzie Post, the granddaughter of Emily Post. And I don't know, when you tell somebody you're going to get them a gift, I don't know if you're supposed to get that gift or not. I think you're probably supposed to. And I believe, and God bless her heart, you know, Abby, I think what happened was when I brought it up to her yesterday, because she had heard about it before that I was talking about it, I think she said, oh, yeah, it was a succulent, and I kept it at my house with popsicle sticks and a saying on it. I think that's probably what happened, and that's okay. You know, sometimes you got to cover your story. I'm not criticizing for that. But it just, to me, seemed a little shaky, and so I guess that's the end of the story of what happened to the mysterious gift. So there you go. Again, any thoughts on that, give me a buzz, or thoughts on Christopher Columbus. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. Should Christopher Columbus Day stick around? Or do we even call it Christopher Columbus Day anymore? Is it just Columbus Day and go ahead and guess what it is? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not. Do people even associate Columbus Day with Christopher Columbus anymore? I didn't even know it was Columbus Day. I didn't see anything yesterday morning on the internet, on any television show, on any radio station, newspapers, nothing that had to do with Columbus. Well, okay, now Mary has sent me a picture of a succulent here. Yeah, they look like cactuses without the bristles. But I don't know what you do with that. And I don't know what popsicles, and apparently there are different varieties of succulents. See, I don't know what you're supposed to do with that. And I don't know what popsicle sticks or sayings have to do with it. Maybe you put the popsicle sticks in there and you stretch the saying out through the succulent. Is that what it was? Has anybody done anything like that? I don't know. This is really beyond my head here. But when I was talking to her yesterday, I can tell you the last thing that would have popped in my mind when I said, what was the gift, would have been succulent. That would not have been the easiest thing that would have popped, or the first thing that would have popped in my mind. But you know what? You never turn down a gift. You never say a gift is bad. And I don't even know that this would have been a bad gift. It could have been a very creative, nice venture, for all I know. But that's the way it goes. That's how that story ends. And if you have any thoughts on it, give me a buzz here, or Christopher Columbus. We would love to hear from you. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. We can discuss what's ever on your mind, or if you have any opinions on this whole thing. Which, like I said, in my opinion, I think it might have been all a little bit of a scam. But I appreciate that she tried to put a little scam into it. Because at least she was trying to continue the idea. She had not forgotten that she had said she was going to have a gift. So, you know, I give her credit for that, I guess. So anyway, 740-751-4038. That's the story on that. Okay. Well, there's an interesting story. Now, this is dating back to September 29th. So what? About 10 days ago? There's a section of stories that I have access to from the Associated Press that are basically considered weird stories. Odd stories. Well, here's an odd story for you. If you want an odd story, here's an odd story for you. This comes out of St. Clair, Missouri, the South. St. Clair, Missouri. A Missouri high school teacher says she has been placed on leave after officials discovered that she was performing on a pornography website to supplement her salary. Brianna Coppage, age 28, who taught English at St. Clair High School, says her teaching days are probably over, but she acknowledged she knew the risks. Coppage told the St. Louis Post-Dispatch that she was put on leave on Wednesday after being interviewed by two administrators. Her access to school email and other software was suspended while the district investigates, she adds. It was kind of always like this cloud hanging over my head, like I never knew when I would be discovered, Coppage said in the interview. Then, about 2 weeks ago, my husband and I were told that people were finding out about it, so I knew this day was coming. Superintendent Kyle Cruz said in a statement that the district was recently notified that an employee may have posted inappropriate media on one or more internet sites. Coppage said she joined the OnlyFans website over the summer to supplement her salary as a second-year teacher. She taught English to freshmen and sophomores and made about $42,000 last year, according to the newspaper's public pay database. She says she's earned an additional $8,000 to $10,000 per month performing on OnlyFans. Coppage said she chose the site because its content is available only to subscribers, and she thought it would help protect her identity. She said she didn't know how the district learned of her account. She insisted no content was filmed or posted while she was on school grounds. Well, that's good to know. I'm very aware that I'm probably never going to teach again, but that was kind of the risk I knew I was taking. I'm sad about that. I do miss my students, she said. But Kopich said her account has gained about 100 new subscribers since word began to surface. She has more than doubled her subscription price and plans to continue posting on the site. Well, there you go. I do not regret joining OnlyFans. I know it can be taboo, but some people may believe that it's shameful. But I don't think sex work has to be shameful, Kopich said. I do just wish things happened in a different way. Oh, my goodness. Okay, that's too funny. So, she gets found out, and she gained 100 new subscribers because this has become a story, a national story. And she's doubled her price. Okay. And her quote, now this is from a teacher who would like to keep her job. Okay, this is her quote. I do not regret joining OnlyFans. I know it can be taboo, or some people may believe that it is shameful, but I don't think sex work has to be shameful, Kopich said. I do just wish that things had happened in a different way. Okay. Well, she makes $42,000 a year as a teacher and $8,000 to $10,000 a month performing on the OnlyFans website. Okay. Well, 10,000 times 12 months a year, she makes $120,000. So, what has she done? Tripled her pay. And now that she's doubled her price and got 100 new subscribers, what in the world is going on? What is going on in the world? Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, there you go. Mrs. Kopich in Missouri, former teacher. Well, you know, that's going to be hard to get work as a teacher at this point. But apparently she's got a whole budding second career there. Now, you know, this whole story leaves a lot of questions to be desired. What in the world is she doing on this site? And, well, she's talking about her husband. I mean, it was a two-income household. Then about 2 weeks ago, my husband and I were told that people were finding out about it. So I knew this day was coming. So is her husband on this OnlyFans account as well? That apparently has to do with performing on a pornography website. That's what they call it. Performing on a pornography website. Now, how, you know, here's the question. Should teachers be held at a different standard, to a different standard? Because probably if you worked at a grocery store, if you worked on a farm, if you worked a different place, this probably would not be a big thing. And you can make an extra $120,000 a year. $120,000, imagine that. Is there really that big an audience for something like this? 120, and this is just one person. I assume more than one person is involved in this sort of thing. Should teachers be held to a higher standard? That's really what this is all about. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody have any thoughts on this particular story? Isn't this a nice little wholesome story to kick off your Tuesday morning here? You know what I don't find out about this, what I don't understand about this, is she said she knew that it was a cloud hanging over her head. And are people this desperate for money? You know, this really comes back to a long-term conversation we have had on this station. Is money really what rules all? Is that really what is people's driving force, driving interest in life? The almighty dollar? That it will take somebody who might have been a good teacher and clearly lead them down the primrose path, as it does with this particular teacher here, Brianna Coppedge, or Coppedge, I guess, however you would say it. I don't understand. Should she lose her job? Maybe some people feel she shouldn't. Maybe when you're off the clock, you can do whatever you want for an extra $120,000. A year. $120,000 a year. But again, she's doubling that subscription now because she's got a 100 new clients there. You know, work 5 days a week, show up to your teaching job, do all the planning that goes involved in teaching, and apparently now she can just sit home with a camera and make over $100,000 a year doing apparently a lot less work. But does it sacrifice your self-esteem or self-image? Or is this a generational thing because she's 28 years old? I don't know. I just love the quote at the end from this teacher who, I guess, I mean, she says she misses her students, but then she comes in and says, I don't regret it. I know it can be taboo, but she doesn't think it's shameful. I do just wish things happened in a different way. Doubled her price. All right. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, apparently you had to have a subscription to see this. So apparently somebody from the school district got some kind of subscription. And I would imagine you would have to be of age. I would think you would have to be at least 18 to do this, but I don't know how you would prove that on the internet. You know, some things just are beyond me, in a way. And again, this is one of the oddities stories this morning on the Associated Press website. 5 minutes left to go in this hour. Wow, what a story. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
I think what the funny part is, it's like she acts like if we just put some fancy wording there, it makes everything okay. Sex work, so prostitution.
Yeah, you know, I didn't understand that either. She has no problem with sex work. That's a whole sex new that's a whole new wording for that.
Yeah, so if you just people get caught up in the language of stuff sometimes.
Well, you know what? I just can't. You know, she talks about being so remorseful during all this and hope that her teaching career goes on, and she feels bad that she won't see the students anymore. And then she goes on to say, "Well, but I've got 100 new subscribers, and I'm doubling the price."
The love of money is the root of all evil.
I just don't understand it. Okay. So should a teacher be fired for doing something like this?
Well, what did the contract say? I mean, you can't claim ignorance if you signed a contract.
Let's see here. It doesn't, you know, it never really says what the contract says. It just says the district has engaged legal counsel to conduct a comprehensive investigation into this matter. Actions taken as a result of the investigation will be in accordance with board policy and with guidance from legal counsel. So it must not be all that cut and dry, because that came
I would just about be willing to bet that there's some kind of contractual obligation there that.
But do you read at this point? At this point, the way this girl ended this thing, Brianna Coppedge, does it sound like she's brokenhearted?
No, it sounds like she's looking forward to all the money she's going to rake in, and you know all the. I highly doubt that the 50-year-old version of what is her name,
Brianna Coppedge.
Yeah, Miss Coppedge is, you know, 30-year-old action. She's going to regret it.
Well, but I mean, is this where we have come? Because I mean, this woman was an employed teacher. She's making $42,000 a year, which is not. gigantic money, but it's not chump change.
And that's another thing. Just let me jump in here. I'm pretty sure, that's a decent wage. And if her old man was working too, they could make it. It goes back to what I said. The love of money is the root of all evil. Well, their greed will be their downfall.
Well, this is why I always say, and I brought this up many times, when it comes to relationships, the driver, and clearly in this relationship, it's the driver. The driver is money, and sometimes you get swept up in that, and I don't even think you realize that you're falling for financial security. You're not really falling for the other person. You're falling for the financial security and the things they're paying for you to do. And if you could
and does she even stop think, like, what if she has kids and grandkids? I mean, do you want that black mark on your reputation?
You know, how long do these sites stay around?
Well, some people, it doesn't matter if you live to be 100, will never let you forget about a mistake you made, eons ago.
Yeah, but you know the odd thing about this? I mean, yes, it became a national story. The Associated Press picked up on it. But that only gave her more... People went to the site and wanted to see it. And she was able to double the price.
Well, bless her little heart.
So if this happened, God forbid, in the Marion area, should the teacher have to go?
It depends on what's in the contract.
Well, let's say it's not specifically written in the contract. If a teacher does this in their spare time, which I'm guessing that's what this is, should they have to go? Does a teacher have a different standard of morality?
I think... You know, I just keep going back to the contract, because if you full well know you were told not to do it, you did it anyway, then, you know, that was kind of stupid. But
it's interesting.
I'm nobody's judge. I just got a kick out of sex work, I thought.
Sex work.
That just sounded stupid, but I got to go make some money, I don't be fans.
And we got to go to break. Thank you. Yeah, sex work's an interesting word to use for what most people would probably call pornography. But I guess if you clean up anything, it works just fine. All right, we're coming back with more fun in about 10 minutes. Don't you dare flip that dial.
You're listening to The Talking Place. The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
How much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?
I'm not, they made Mrs. Garrett